Sarah Groves here on Heartfelt Radio and The Word. 6:37 is the time. Mornings with Mark and Gabe. My name's Mark Zimmerman. Hello there, Gabrielle Collins.
Good morning, Mark.
You know, Gabrielle, there are a lot of ways that we can handle what's been happening to us over the last few weeks. And we were just talking about this off the air, that every day is new.
Right.
We get new news. We get news that contradicts or completely changes something we heard 24 hours before. Is it any wonder people are a little bit upset?
On edge,
On edge. The German word, I believe, is verschimmelt, as my great aunt used to say. Is, you know, there's a reason that people are a little bit off right now.
There is a reason, but I believe that we as Christians still need to put our trust in God. And, you know, we have to remember who we belong to. And I think a lot of people are there. They're so worried. They're forgetting that, you know, and it's causing them to lash out a bit.
You know, we have been reaching out to some of our friends because we can't have them in studio right now. Mm-hmm. And many of them have responded. You're going to hear that over the next week or so. And one of the first to respond was Pastor Tom Repke from Linden Road Presbyterian. He's been with us on a Friday for Ask a Pastor.
Yes.
And I asked Tom a specific question. I said, you know, Tom, what are we supposed to do in this next week? Because really, when you get right down to it, there are two ways we can treat Holy Week. Because it's going to be a holy week, Gabriel, unlike any holy week we've ever had.
Right.
We can either lament what we don't have, or we can embrace what we have. Here's Tom.
A lot of people are going to be really disappointed that our normal pattern for the celebration of Holy Week is basically shot, right? No Maundy Thursday, no Good Friday, no Resurrection Sunday, at least in the sense of gathering together in our buildings. But what's happened, I think, in the last couple of weeks, we've pointed very clearly to the reality that the church is not the building, that the church is God's people. And so we have an incredible opportunity to think about worshiping in a whole new way and being able to create something new, a new normal, if you will, as we keep hearing spoken. And so as we lean into this amazing time, as we look at the pinnacle of what the Christian calendar is all about, the highlight of the Christian year is the celebration of Holy Week as it comes to climax with the resurrection of Jesus once again that we celebrate on Sunday morning and the truths that means for us. I think just looking at the scriptures would be a great thing to do. And so I'd encourage you to gather as your families, get a notebook for each person. And then I'd encourage you to use your Bible app or get the Message version of the scriptures, the paraphrase written by Eugene Peterson. And then together, just walk through on Palm Sunday, Matthew chapter 21. And we're going to look at Matthew here for this week. And then on Monday, look at Matthew chapter 22. On Tuesday, look at Matthew chapter 23. On Wednesday, let's look at both chapters 24 and 25 of Matthew. And then on Monday, Thursday, Matthew chapter 26. And then on Good Friday, Matthew chapter 27. And then on Saturday, let's just take and let's look back through as we just ruminate over and let percolate the things we've just experienced in reading once again and share maybe your thoughts that you've written down over the course of the week. And then together, let's lean into reading Matthew chapter 28 as we stand on resurrection morning in the truth of the light of the heart of the gospel, that death has now been conquered, the grave no longer holds, and that there is the beauty of the truths that can be applied for us. And then as you read those last verses of Matthew chapter 28, let's be reminded that there is an incredible opportunity we have right now in this season. There's lots of people who are fearful, that we have a story that needs to be told as God's people. And this is an incredible opportunity to do that. And I'd encourage you, too, through the course of the week, to maybe share some things on your social channels, on ways for others to know what it is you're learning together. And so I just pray God's richest blessing as you lean into this. I'm Tom Repke, and I'm pastor at London Road Presbyterian Church. Blessings.
Blessings to you, Tom and Melinda.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Mm-hmm. It gives us a lot to think about. So what I think I'm going to do here, you know, I posted yesterday the scam stuff after the program. I think today we got to post Pastor Tom's recommendations for Holy Week.
Yeah, those were great.
And what we should read. That last third of the Gospel of Matthew that takes place during Holy Week is really good stuff. Mm-hmm. Points us in the right direction.
I love that he said, you know, the church is not the building.
That's right.
We are the church. And this is the one thing I think we're getting out of this. You know, it's not about anybody's religion right now. It's about our relationship with God.
Yeah. Because we don't have a building to lean on.
Right.
And I think
we have each other right now. And we have God.
We do. And mm-hmm. I think in a lot of cases, we do tend to, I don't know, maybe we do lean on our building way too much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and make that our identity instead of Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Tom.
Yes, thank you.
We sure appreciate
you.
And we can't wait for that time when you're going to be back in this building on Ask a Pastor Friday.
Yes, his wife sends us coffee cake.
Yeah, I know. Well, that too. Well, he's got to bring Melinda along. That's the thing.
Yes.
All right. Music from the Gettys right now on Heartfelt Radio.